You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Hearings in the New Hampshire House Special Committee on Redistricting were held last week on proposed Democratic and Republican maps for New Hampshire House, U.S. Congress, and county commissions. The bombshell GOP map proposal that severely gerrymandered the congressional maps spurred outrage and almost universal condemnation. And despite a fair maps resolution in 74 towns representing 561,000 Granite Staters and hundreds of voters testifying for a fair process, the majority on the committee seems poised to ignore the voters and rig the maps for the next 10 years. The committee has executive sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 16th and 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Legislative Office Building in Concord to make their final amendments and vote on the proposals, sending them out to a full House vote in January. Some good news last Friday is the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee acted on several retained bills from earlier this year. The committee voted interim study on these onerous bills, HB 554, which set new rules for temporary domicile, HB 535, which proposed eliminating the qualified voter affidavit, and HB 531, which would have replaced the qualified voter affidavit with a provisional ballot. While dead for this year, expect more bills based on the debunked Stop the Steal voter fraud narrative next year. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.